And that deals with, we see what that's to Petochen, but that deals with the enormous goodness that Hashem does to those that He's chosen and those that He loves in Olam Haba. You can't begin to even enumerate them. They're too big. Who's that? So how is it? How does one deal with Petochen? Yeah. Shiyasek Adam b'mtzayim sheyaviu oisay al madreges hachasidim. Person has to be oisek in the means that brings a person to the level of the chasidim. What about the chasidim of the Siddur Sushorim level of chasidim? Harayim lekach shelokim yiten lehem b'chastoy toivus eile. So that you'll become fitting that Hashem will give these chasodim to these people. V'mtzayim. And these means hayim. Okay, once again, this is nice to know about, but if anybody starts behaving like this, please see your local whatever. Shitnag b'midas ha-tzadikim ha-prushim. Ha-mu'asim v'olam hazeh. You have to conduct yourself like the tzadikim ha-prushim, which we don't have any today. Ha-mu'asim v'olam hazeh. Who are completely nimasum v'olam hazeh. They have no shaykhs to olam hazeh. You have to remove from your heart any love or desire for this world. And in place of whatever you feel in this world, replace it with Avos HaBor Yisbarach. Hand over all your actions, your dealings to Hashem, whatever that means. The whole simchos v'shashua yir rak bo Yisbarach. All a person's joy and his shashua, which means play, but all his enjoyment, all his sipuk, comes only from his relationship with Hashem. He should isolate himself and distance himself from olam hazeh, and distance himself from people that are drowning in nonsense, and conduct yourself in the ways of the prophets and the chassidim. Anybody want to try this or tell me that they shaykh to this? Good. We'll get there. We're working on it. We'll get there. We have to see why this is not shaykh to us. Then his heart can be, his mind can be completely secure in God. Hashem will give him chesed olam haba. Hashem shoyis ezois im hanavim hachasidim. V'hachasidim. The same way as Hashem does for the nevim and the chasidim. אבל מי שבטח באלוקים שיזכה חי עולם הבא שלא באמצוי סמייסים טובי לצידוי. This is relevant to us. If a person thinks he's going to get to עולם הבא without doing anything of the מייסים טובים that a person is חייב to do, הוא שייטה וטיפש. He's an idiot and a fool. ודאים אל אלה שנאמה עליהם איסי מייסי זמרי ובבקשים שכה פינקס. Famous חזל. They behave like Zimri and they want Pinchas' Scha. So what's it got to do with us? So I think what it has to do with us is a person has to find one area in his life, small area of his life. One of the conditions is that it doesn't affect anybody else. This cannot be done on cheshbon anybody else. Find somewhere in your life where you can remove a little bit of the desires you have for olam hazeh and replace it with the love you have for Hashem. Find some small molecular aspect of your existence. I'm not saying you have to do this. I'm saying, what does this have to do with us? What do I take away from this practically? It has to be something that doesn't interfere with anybody else. Don't start doing stuff now that, you know, leave home every week to go learning Qaylul or something like that, and don't come home like for 6 weeks at a time. I don't know if you want to do that if you have a wife and children. Right? Find something small, tweeny, molecular, and apply this to it. Certain, replace it with Avos Hashem slowly, very, very slowly. Not because we Hasidim or Nevim or whatever, just because we must have a taste of what that tastes like for, you know, 1 minute of the day. If you want, once again. V'asimonim shev shel haki al yodom es anoshim sezochu l'male g'doy l'zehem. Oh, so how would you know if somebody got to this level? What are the signs of a person that's holding on this level? So number one, Shaim Alasim Lanashim Acherim Ketzad Loivir Saboira. Very interesting. They've isolated themselves and cut themselves from the world completely. But they're still teaching other people how to serve Hashem properly. I mean, you have to know what we're talking about here. Vaim Soivlim Vaimdim Bumunosim Kesh Hashem Mevi Aleim Nisayoyim Vatzorim. They tolerate and they stand in the Emunin of Hashem. The Emunin Hashem is never impinged upon when Hashem brings upon them tests and suffering. And there's nothing that's too difficult for them when it comes to keeping the mitzvahs of Hashem. One example of somebody who doesn't find doing the Rotzon Hashem difficult, or he doesn't, it's not a problem for him. Avraham Avinu with the Keder. I would have thought we're talking about, Erev Pesach on Shabbos. You know, one of those like real difficult, weird situations that Hashem throws at us sometimes. You know, no, Avraham Avinu. Uba'uv deshol Chananya Mishol Vazaria, Sheidifu Lesraf Bekiv Shanaesh Meashel Avid of Vazaria. Much better to jump into the Kivshan Eish than to serve Avodah Zorah. Uma Uvda Shal Daniel, Shehushlach L'goy V'Ariyah, is Daniel thrown into the lions. Ale Shoiv Al Tzivu Goriyah, Hamelech V'Pal Hashem. Uma Uvda Shal Asora Arugi Malchus, Shemosu Nafshom Okirish Hashem, Shetelem Admin Osom. So how do you know you've met one of these people? So they're teaching the Rabbin how to serve Hashem properly. Nothing that Hashem throws at them mazizes them. And they are more than happy to even give up their lives for Hashem if that's what's required from them, without any, as we saw from Avram and Daniel and all the greats who did that coming. Umi she'omer b'nisayon u'ma'adif lamut ka'eved Hashem, somebody who stands the test and would prefer to die as an eved Hashem asher lichyot ka'eved al ritzon yisbarach, he'd rather die as an Eved Hashem, then live as someone who's being over the Rotzen of Hashem. He prefers poverty to wealth. And he prefers illness to health. He prefers sorrow to tranquility. Just in order that he can serve Hashem. So what's he doing? He's validating the din that Hashem's giving him. He's makabel at Hashem's great gezeiros, the gezeiros that Hashem gives him. Va'avu uberotzon, not in his mouth. Everyone can say that. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, I call it tova. Means really, in the depths of his heart.
But he's not looking for it.
What? He would prefer to, he would prefer to have this and serve Hashem than not have this and not serve Hashem. But Avada is not davening for Torahs. It's also too. No. But he would prefer to be poor than rich if he can be poor and serving Hashem, and rich and not be serving Hashem. But, and he's also a makabal, the gzairus of Hashem, ba'avu uberotzot. So he now merits that Hashem will do for him in Olam Haba all these things we mentioned earlier. And your storehouses I will fill. Who is talking about? Talking about the Oiva, those that love me. No eye has ever seen this except you, Yasel Machake, Lord, that Hashem has made, that Hashem has prepared for those that wait for Him. How great is the good that Hashem has put away for those that fear Him. Ad Khan Perek Dadad, which mom like a seal with meat as well. Having learned through once Perek Dalad. Now we can start Perek Dalad. I think you've done Perek Dalad. I have news for you. In Yiddish we say ein mol is kein mol and shtei mol is kein mol. Once is nothing and twice is like once. So the third time is the first time. So that's Hashem, you have to go back to this. Okay. We're about to start Perek Hay. This very important work for us in Perek Hay is going to show the differences between a person who has betochen in Hashem and a person who doesn't have betochen in Hashem. Relating to Parnosa, being related to anything, related to many, many different things. What does the Baal B'Tochen look like on Yom Kippur? We spoke about last Erev of Yom Kippur. I don't know if you remember. What does the Baal B'Tochen look like on Rosh Hashanah? What does the Baal B'Tochen look like on Tisha B'Av, as opposed to someone who's not a Baal B'Tochen? Many, many areas you can use this paradigm to apply your what you've learned in B'Tochen to your own personal life. The principles we're going to take out from here. Somebody asked, what does a Baal B'Tochen look like who voted in the election, and a Baal B'Tochen who didn't vote in the, who did, and someone who's not a Baal B'Tochen and voted in the election? What's the difference? We were learning the sugya a while ago in the middle of the elections. So we asked, what does a Baal B'Tochen look like and what does a non-Baal B'Tochen look like? So Baal B'Tochen, you know what the difference between him and a non-Baal B'Tochen is? He doesn't look to see the results tomorrow morning. He votes because you've got to vote and he goes home. What does he care who wins? So somebody told me a maaser the other day. Rav Elasho was very involved. Rav Elasho was, I thought, very involved in Uri Polyansky. What's his name? Polyansky's campaign to become mayor of Jerusalem. He was there every day and whatever, and Rav Elasho made exceptions. He would see him whenever he needed whatever. He was mamash managing his campaign to be the mayor of Yerushalayim. It was fraught with troubles. It wasn't a poshut. It was a complete breakaway from Rav Elasho's usual policy that you shouldn't be involved in these things. But anyway, he got up to his eyeballs dealing with it. The next morning after the election, his grandkin came to tell him that he got voted in. Rav Elasho said, what are you wasting my time for? Who cares? Cares if you got in or not. Mazek Kashua Lai. My business. I did what I had to do. What happens after that? Mazek Kashua Lai. That's the difference between a Baal B'Tochen and a non Baal B'Tochen. Okay. Maybe Yovi. Vata Averis Ahevdel Shabain Oisek Boinzer Panosa, Vubatechim. What's the difference between somebody's Oisek in means of Panosa and he's a Botechal Elokim? The Ben Oisek Boinzer Panosa, Velo Botechalov. And somebody who's Isaac in Panosa and he doesn't have B'Tochen. He who is Isaac in Panosa with B'Tochen has seven differences to somebody who's Isaac in Panosa without B'Tochen. Someone who's a Batarach in Hashem is happy and accepts, satisfied, however you want to translate, Marutza, with everything that Hashem's Goyzer Alav. As the Mishnah says, in the same way you Mavarach Ala Toiv, you have to Mavarach Ala Ra. He's Mavarach Ala Toiv, the same way he's Mavarach Ala Ra, Kamo Shama Iyuv, Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokoch, Yishem Hashem Mavairach. Hashem gives and Hashem takes, may the name of Hashem be blessed. Kamo Shakosuv, Chesed u'mishvat ashira. David says, whether I'm having chesed from you, Hashem, or mishpat from you, ashira, I sing. I'm always happy with you, Hashem, no matter what you're doing. Whether it's yamin makarov or smol adoich, ashira. Vamo chazal, im chesed ashira, v'im mishpat ashira. David always sang whether he was having chesed or whether he was having mishpat. V'ed amru chazal, chayiv adam levarach al harach, Hashem shvarach al ha'toivah. He says, yeah, and there are many mafoshim. It says with the same simcha. With the same simcha. If you look in Rav Taaba's Sefer, when he discusses this, he says literally with the same simcha. The same simcha that you made Shechiyan at the Bris, the same simcha you make at the Levaya. And he said, and I did it. He had a grandson. His son found him up and went, he said, Abba, mazel tov, mazel tov. You just had a grandson. He was nifta. A phone call like that from his son. Shabbos said he had so much nachas that his son got the message. He understood. Hashem Nason v'Hashem Lokoch, Yishem Hashem Mavairach. And that's what the Mishnah is saying, literally. We should never need to know this, but that's what he's saying. Chayv Adam Mavarach al Arak, Hashem Shem Mavarach al Atoiva, v'Aisa Simcha, the Gemara says. The same Simcha. No. What about the guy who doesn't have a token in Hashem? When things are going well, he'll tell you, see what a good investor I am. You see what good deeds I made. What does the Rosha praise? The tithes of his nefesh. When things go bad, he blames Hashem. When things are going well, he tells you, you see what a good businessman I am. When things are going bad, he says, oh, I don't know what Hashem wants from me. Hashem, why are you giving me such a hard time? There was a famine, and they stood up and they cursed the kings and Hashem. But when it's going well, oh, you see, hey, what a kunz, what a chap that I bought those shares just in. I told you, whatever. The big investors. See, that's the first one. He's makabel whatever Hashem gives him, whether it's good, whether it's bad. It's all from Hashem, and if it's from Hashem, it's good. We've been saying this throughout Shara Betochen, the theme that the Betochen, the essence of Betochen, is Menuchas Halev and Shalva Sanefesh. Tranquility. No matter what situation you're in. Because he knows that Hashem is only doing good with him in this world and the next world. Therefore, whatever's happening is good. So what to be upset about? Most of us understand this intellectually. The problem is getting into the place where it actually affects you real. No, that's, you've got to get real and find out where you're really holding. My soul was silent to Hashem because in Him is my hope. It's interesting. Someone is not betochen, even when things are going good, he's also always in tzar. He's always catching and he's daig and he's worried, evil be'etzev, and he's sad and he's uptight and he's anxious. An old friend of mine who's a psychologist, he works a lot in the film communities. He said the biggest problem that he's dealing with today is anxiety. People are anxious, people are worried. So I said to them, since they haven't been teaching them psychology, teach them Shara Betochen. Shara Betochen, there's a whole network of clinics today in New York run by an old Talmud of ours. He learned here not for a long time from Toronto, David Rosmarin. He runs a whole lot of clinics called the Anxiety Center. And it's based on Chavis HaLevav Shara Betochen. Then he teaches that to the Schwarzes in wherever it is, in East Flatbush or whatever. I don't know where he works, but he has an office in the Empire State Building. If that means anything to you. But anyway, so that was his mala. He did his doctorate at Harvard on this Nakuda. That anxiety is called by lack of Betochen. And everyone is Betochen in something. Betochen, the right thing, you don't have anxiety anymore. It's hard work that, by the way, Raboisa, I don't have to tell you. We've been working on Betochen in this vat for many, many months. And even if intellectually you understand it, the body has its own dynamics sometimes. Good? We have to daven a lot. There's a special tefillah for this in Shmoneh Esrei. You have a siddur there? It's a shul, there should be a siddur. In Shmoneh Esrei, in Shmoneh Esrei, we daven for Betochen. V'sein socha toiv l'chol abaitchim b'shimcha b'emes, and give good reward to all those that trust in your name b'emes. V'simcha keinu imoim leilam, and let us be part of that group that's called Betach b'sim shimcha b'emes. A special tefillah for Betochen, because if you don't have tefillah, if you don't have Ezra, if you don't have it's in Shmoneh Esrei, Ala Tzadikim, the Brocha Ala Tzadikim. That's the Brocha, Ancient Knesset Gedolah understood. You want to have a talk, you have to daven for it. It's a special tefillah, to have kavana when you're davening that Brocha, to have the same Tzalkein Yemoyim. Why is he betzar when things are going well? The ein betoch b'Hashem, because he always wants more. Yesh mono roitzim asayim. He got $1 million, he wants $2 million. He's never happy. Reb Noach told me he met a year that lost $100 million in the big dot-com crash. I don't know, one of the crashes, whichever one it was. I never lost any money in any of those crashes I never had. So I don't remember which one it was. I think it was the dot-com crash. The guy lost $100 million. And he was suicidal. So Rav Noach went to him and said, don't tell me, how much money do you have after the crash? He said, I have about $50 million. He said, how long will it take you to make back the $100 million you've lost? He said, a lot quicker than you'll learn Shas. So he said to him, so why do you want to kill yourself? He said, do you know what it feels like to lose $100 million? He's never happy. He's got $50 million. And he'll make back the $100 million according to his mind. And he's going to jump out the building. He's got it good. He's got it good. But yeah, because he wants more. He hasn't got enough. He's never... And when things are bad, because what's happening is against his taivas. It's against his rotzon. He wants the 100 million. He doesn't want the 50 million. So it's bad, and he's clenching, and he's upset, and he's blaming Hashem. His tiba is midaisav. Ukva ama shloma melech hachochem. Kol yemei oni roim v'toiv leiv mishte tomid. All the days of an oni are bad. Doesn't mean an oni in the secular sense of what an oni is. It means someone who's not samach b'chelkei. An ashir in the Torah's definition, we daven for it. We daven for ashir v'kovod. Well, Jews daven for ashir v'kovod. It's not so posh to be rich. And kovod? Kovod's the worst. It's talking about Torah's definition of ashir. You daven to be samach b'chelkei. So yeah, when Shlomo HaMelech is talking about an oni, that all their days are evil, v'toiv leiv mishte tomid, someone has a good heart, he's always at a feast. That's always good. So that's the difference between a Baal B'tochen and a non-Baal B'tochen klape his matzav ruach, his state of health, his state of mental health. Is a lack of B'tochen is always going to have a person fetching and in a bad matzav because he always wants more. He's never satisfied with what he's got. He doesn't understand that everything that's happening is from Hashem and it's for the good. And the Baal B'tochen is toiv leiv, Mr. Tomid. He's always at a party. No matter what's happening, you can always find the good in it. Right, I have to stop. I'm sorry. I have to run. I have an emergency that's just come up that I have to deal with. I'm going to try to get somebody to work with you guys this morning.